Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible episode, if you will, number 144, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique Bible, if you will, allows you and allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story, a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, beloved, we are reading Numbers chapter 9, verses 1 through 14. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Lord, I pray that you would give us your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read and to understand your Holy Word, to hide it in our hearts, to remember it as we read it, to concentrate on it and to focus on it, and to meditate on it, to obey it, to live by it, to apply it to our lives, to teach it to others in a discipleship way, and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel. And Lord, we pray that millions would hear the gospel and come to know your Savior before it is eternally too late. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the Word of God at Numbers chapter 9, verses 1 through 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, at even, ye shall keep it in his appointed season. According to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall ye keep it. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, that they should keep the Passover And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at even in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day, and they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said unto him, "We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel?" And Moses said unto them, "Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you." And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. The 14th day of the second month, at even, they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it unto the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey, and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season, that a man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover unto the Lord, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land." Let's pray. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for giving us a greater understanding of the Passover and of your holy word. Help us to love it, cherish it, and obey it for the rest of our lives. The Old Testament and the New Testament. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family, and our worldwide standing between the living and the dead fellowship and devotional and memorial service family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 836, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary, and or the Matthew Henry commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, "Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly." and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast, therefore, dear friends, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so aptly stated by Jesus Christ himself, who preached the gospel first and best, when he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so, dear friend, if you're just religious and you're not truly saved or born again, I strongly encourage you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, call on his name, and ask him to save your soul, and he will do so. Today, beloved, we are reading Zechariah chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, once again. "Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, Lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is an ephah that goeth forth. He said, Moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth." My dear friends, that was Zechariah chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Now here is the sense of it. Pardon me. The Bible, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. And of course, totally depending upon the Holy Spirit of God, and using the gifts that the Holy Spirit of God has given to man. And that's a good thing. The interpreting angel directed Zechariah's attention to another object in flight. This time, a measuring basket, ephah in Hebrew, is a large barrel or basket. Used for a common household measure. Estimates of the capacity of an ephah, the largest dry measure used by the Jews, range from approximately 5 to 10 gallons. Since this would be much too small a container to enclose a woman, the ephah was apparently greatly enlarged in the vision, as the scroll was in the previous vision. The angel indicated that the basket represented the iniquity of the people throughout the land. The NIV marginal translation for iniquity of the people is appearance, which is closer to the Hebrew word, which is literally I. The clause could be translated, "This is the appearance or resemblance, that is, of the ephah in all the land," which gives good sense . However, the term iniquity is attested by the Greek and Syriac versions and also makes sense in this passage. The use of a measuring basket to symbolize the corporate evil of the land of Israel was appropriate in view of the common perversity of making false measures. The sins associated with commercial preoccupation were gripping Israel at this time. However, it is probably too specific to identify the basket only with godless commercialism. The rest of the vision seems to include the concept of false worship. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for our time together around your holy word. Help us to remember it. Help us to pray over it. Help us to apply it to our lives, to obey it, to share it with others as you see fit. Give us your grace to do so. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. And for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son, "to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins, however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever believeth in him, the word whosoever means anybody at any time. The word believeth means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish. That is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present, and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.